You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's actually Simon Bridges joining us, not Jamie Lee Ross.
Oh, you know, kind of looks similar.
It's a busy time for you all, isn't it? You're all running all over the place.
It sure is.
Getting stuff done.
I obviously live in Tauranga, I'm the MP, but I am in Wellington at the moment. I'm in my new office in Parliament Building. I was in the Beehive before that, so it's all changed.
But it is all
changed. I'm sort of unpacking boxes, and I like these offices. They're probably nicer, actually, than the Beehive
one. Oh, Labour's kept them good for you then. That's good.
They just sort of don't come with any power, that's all.
Right. Well, speaking of your kind of new spot in opposition, the portfolios have all been handed out, I believe. So your opposition has sort of been cemented and you're the spokesperson for immigration.
Yeah, look, among other things. And so, you know, you've got me, if you like, on my very first day as immigration spokesman. Cool. And it's going to be a really, you know, I think important, interesting job to understand and explain, in a sense, from our perspective, what the government's doing and provide a critique of that.
Mm. So I suppose sort of around that issue, although it's sort of kind of trade minister stuff, but Labor's amending the Overseas Investment Act and making existing residential housing unable for purchase from overseas buyers. What do you sort of think about that in terms of housing crisis?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right, actually. It is related because it's part of an argument, if you like, about whether we, you know, as you know, the National Party sees things open to the world, open to trade, open to, you know, internationalism and in economic ways, or whether, you know, you're fundamentally much more worried about that. You know, you're worried about the pressure it's placing on the system, the change it might have on New Zealanders. And so you're right, I think, you know, whether it's immigration, refugees, trade, foreign buyers ban, it's all sort of part and parcel of a, you know, an ideological difference there. In relation to the ban itself, I mean, my basic sense of it is, from everything I've seen in the papers and, you know, even what I've heard from, you know, our new Prime Minister and David Parker, is not going to have a lot of effect. That is, banning's not going to somehow mean meaningful decrease in pressure on the housing system.
Right.
That seems to be the international experience. I think as well, it's a bit of a sort of a, it's a funny one, because it looks to me, from what I can see of this, it's not really a ban. It's putting houses through a sensitive land purchase criteria, and it all sounds quite bureaucratic. I think the final thing I'd say is, look, the new government's position is they've got to do this quickly, so that it's on the right side of, you know, a TPP agreement.
Yeah.
I just hope that that there's no effect on TPP, that Jacinda Ardern, David Parker, Winston Peters, when they're over, and I think it's Japan, isn't it? That they're responsible about trade, that they go for TPP, because it's a massive opportunity for New Zealand, and it would be, look, I think it'd be a real travesty, actually, if ultimately we weren't part of it. I mean, finally, and I just say on that, look, it seems, actually, it's very interesting the way this happens when you've got the responsibility of government, that the Labour Party and the new Prime Minister really changed their tune on that. They're much more positive about TPP, and they're very pro it,
right,
by the sounds of it. I think that's a good thing.
Do you think, you know, the Trade Minister, David Parker, is saying that the reason, because people are saying that this, you know, banning the foreign investment will decrease prices in houses and make it easier for Kiwis to buy. Mm. And David Parker's sort of had no evidence to back that up. He hasn't got, kind of cold hard evidence. But he's saying that is because National never did any research into that or kind of did any surveying into that. Do you think that's fair?
You're right. That's absolutely what he's saying. What he is saying. I mean, is it fair? Look, I suppose, you know, it's kind of fair as far as it goes. But then what he isn't saying is that, as you go around internationally, my understanding is Australia, but other countries as well. And again, to the extent that they have collected the evidence and they have looked at this, well, it hasn't been a significant part of rising house prices or, you know, real problems in supply. So, you know, I think whether you're National, Labor, the Greens, even New Zealand First, they would say, well, we try and be evidence-based on these things. I don't think they are, and I think there is a sort of a whiff of this being caught up in, you know, trying to appease a sentiment that's out there, even though the sentiment really probably is at best not based on evidence, possibly actually wrong.
Moving on to Manus Island, the refugees there have sort of been abandoned, essentially, and I suppose a lot of people are kind of looking to their next biggest neighbour, which is us. Do you think, as the new government, that Labor has, you know, a moral obligation to do something?
Yeah, look, I think they do, in as much as it's been the long-standing position of us. And I think from what I can see that Jacinda Ardern's saying in my look around this, that them as well, that, you know, we have a long-standing offer to accept 150 refugees. Mm. And, you know, that's the right thing to do. We lifted the overall refugee quota from 750 to 1,000. I think balanced against all of that, though, you know, without wanting to sort of be a Grinch about these things, but is that refugees are expensive for a country. You've got to do it well. You've got to integrate them. It's about $100,000, $100,000 per person. And, you know, I do think there is an irony here for the... I'm not exactly sure where the new government will end up, because you've got different parties with quite different agendas. Greens, I think, want to go to 5,000. Well, there's a very expensive, and I would argue probably actually unsustainable at the moment. They wouldn't be able to do that at all well. Labor, I think, is around doubling. NZ First is all over the show. So where they come out on this is going to be very interesting. I wouldn't argue. I think, you know, National Party, we wouldn't argue for more than 150. I think that's right, that we do what we've said, but we don't go further. And there is this irony, as I say, because, look, on the one hand, you've got these parties wanting to do more in relation to refugees, and you can understand and make an argument for that. But actually, on general immigration, they're saying, no way, we've got so much pressure in the system, whether it's housing, etc., etc., you won't do it. And so I can't work out how that all works.
That figure of 100,000 per person for refugees, where is that from?
Oh, look, that's certainly what we were saying in government and what we understand the figures were. So I think, you know, it's like literally about $100 million per annum that we invest in refugees in New Zealand. More than that, actually, when you consider, you know, it just built a refugee centre out of Auckland and so on. I mean, even as much as it's about the money, I think, the other, and you know, everyone knows we've got a variety of complex issues that we discussed in full on in the election that we need to spend money on. But even putting aside the money, I think there's also just the reintegration or the integration issues you have to take really seriously, and at higher numbers it becomes much more difficult to do that.
So Malcolm Turnbull has said that, you know, regardless of this table, because I believe this offer's been on the table since about 2013, but regardless of this, he doesn't actually want to accept it because he sees it sort of as a backdoor entry. If he continues with this and New Zealand sort of just sits down and goes, oh well, I guess we tried, do you think there's any sort of other obligation, you know, is there something else? If National was in government, you know, what would you do?
Well, I think ultimately, you know, if we've got 1,000 refugees and these refugees came within that, without me trying to pretend in day one as immigration spokesman, I understand all of the vagaries of it, you'd say, well, these are bona fide refugees that meet the international criteria. You would take them, and you're talking about, as I say, that long-standing offer of 150, but with the conditions that you say are attached. I mean, I see that Jacinda is obviously going there. She's effectively said that, you know, she's going to go and have direct conversations about this and, you know, give New Zealand's, you know, a pretty clear view on this. I don't know what that view is, actually. Is it 150? Is it, I think, as Green Party have been saying, it should be more than that. Actually, if you look at some of the things NZ First been saying, they've frankly been saying, you know, we at one level they say, yet more refugees, and then they say, no, why would we do this? This sort of like liberal hand wringing on these issues. I come back to a kind of a central point I would make a day into being National's immigration spokesperson, and that's that. Look, in New Zealand, we need builders. You know, we've heard from Stuart Nash yesterday. He's open to seeing lots more migrants come in and be police officers. We have all of these things for a growing country at the moment. We're going to clamp down on the migration, I think, by 20,000, 30,000. Right. And then at the other level, bring in more refugees. It just doesn't hang together well, in my view. It's full of inconsistencies. And I suppose I take my role, as I say, a day in pretty seriously, to get to the bottom what the actual position is so we can assess it well. And then look down the track, National will have to, in addition to the critique, form some positions on what we would do differently.
Right.
As of today, I can say in government, our position was 150 we would have taken.
Finally, speaking of your role, there has been a little bit of speculation about if Bill ever did step down, that you might take up the leader of the opposition. Is that true, or is that just speculation?
No. Look, you know, you see that speculation about a million people, and, you know, it's not true. I think Bill did a great job in the election. I mean, think if you look at it, and obviously we're not the government, and we're not crying over spilt milk about that, but I think what is true is, Bill played a fantastic game. He got stronger, and as people saw him, they became more and more confident in him. He had some of the best lines in the campaign. He's our best guy for the job, and we're going to stick with him.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, Simon, at such short notice, and have a good
really
week.
Really nice to talk to you, Kelly.
Cheers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.